You're listening to Inside on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Duncan, in for Beth Rujak. Electronic rock band Ride or Die spent 2 years writing and recording demos for their Scream of Consciousness EP. Since releasing that record, the band released a video for their song, Alive, in their Tiny Desk Contest submission earlier this spring, and they have two shows to catch this summer. Ride or Die performs at Sophia's Thai Kitchen in Davis this Saturday and at Concerts in the Park on July 27th. Here's Beth Rujak's conversation with Ride or Die guitarist Chris Carriker and bassist Scott Dunbar joined her in studio, and singer Autumn Sky Hall joined by phone. Beth started off by asking Autumn about the band's name.
It was just something that we decided on really quickly, actually. I had it like on a short list of written things, and it kind of solidifies the main theme of what we're doing. Chris and I kind of just wanted to continue writing after both of our prospective projects had, gone their ways. It's a way of supporting each other. You know, this is less like a band and more like a music gang.
How are you describing the music, Chris, to other people?
Oh, it's tough to nail pinpoint any sort of sound. I would say it's just an electronic rock, kind of almost experimental, but it's got a little bit of a heavier, darker tone to it, with still staying like poppy and melodic.
It's been really fun because we come from so many different backgrounds. Of course, you're familiar with Autumn's background, and then Chris as a DJ, and then I come from the world of classical and jazz music, and then Ray comes from sort of a more rock and like almost metal background. And so the four of us together is really an interesting combination.
I want to play a clip from a song on the EP titled Ghost Hymn.
Ghost Hymn is one of my favorite things that we have created together to date, just musically, sonically, lyrically. It's one of the songs that just ties everything together. It really focuses on and hones in on the vibe and the issue we're talking about, all of us together.
Words is so sweet, dripping honey. Her body sway to the rhythm of the joy. Golden hair, sitting down our bodies. We are not ashamed.
That's music from the new band Write or Die, Autumn Sky, Chris Carriker, Scott Dunbar, and Ray Bell. It seems like there's some urgency in there, though. And for you as a musician that's been here a long time, Autumn, and people have known your music since you were in high school at Rio, what is the urgency that's kind of working on you on the inside?
Honestly, I just feel happier. In general, in everything in my life, when I've got some kind of a musical project on the side, I've been doing it since I was a little kid, and it's all I've ever known. It's just like, it's just what I do. I'm Autumn, and I write songs, and I write music, and, that's just, how my friends and family have always known me, and that's, I think everybody else who's a musician can agree, it's just kind of something that's a part of you, and when it's not a part of me, it's a huge difference. I feel really sad, and I don't know why, like, my life doesn't feel fulfilling, and music fills all those mystery parts for me, and so I just keep going.
Autumn, you're taking a page from Kurt Cobain and Nirvana in how you approach the work, at least in kind of that taskmaster side of making music. Will you explain that to me?
That's funny. So I read something in a book when I was a teenager, and I was super obsessed over it. It was like Kurt Cobain, they had four practices a week, like, and like all of my other projects, we had like one, maybe two. And I was like, it's not enough. You know, successful bands have like four practices, maybe more. So we always try and have at least two practices that are just band stuff. And then we have assorted days that, you know, can be more flexible for everyone's schedules. And those are days where like Chris and I will do production, or we'll do, like, we have a day that's like strictly for managerial stuff or to-do lists we have to do. And it's actually kind of nice because everyone splits up duties equally and we get a lot more done that way.
Are there other benefits from practicing that much, though?
Like, if anything comes up at the last minute, you know, we're never going to have to worry about pulling ourselves together. We're always ready to play and we're always ready for whatever opportunity pops up. So that's the main thing there. And then also, like, we're very bonded with each other. And I feel like onstage chemistry is a huge part of, you know, why you like a band and why you're drawn to a band's performance. And that definitely helps.
Yeah, just staying practice is, it's always been something I've tried to stick with, just because, yeah, pretty much when they see you on stage, you can almost instantly tell almost how much they practice or how they're delivering their product to you. And it's just, I just like to be as consistent as possible. And it's something that's very important to me because I like to come off as like professional and practiced.
We were listening to a song called Virginity. I want to hear a little bit more of that song, and I'll guide everybody to listen to the lyrics, too.
That's Write or Die from the Insight Music Special in September 2017. Autumn Sky Hall sings and writes lyrics. Chris Carricker plays the guitar and does electronic production. Scott Dunbar plays bass and Ray Bell plays drums. They're performing at Sophia's Thai Kitchen in Davis this Saturday and at Concerts in the Park on July 27th. For more information about tickets and videos, check out our website at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.